Yesu ashimwe.
Praise Jesus.
Dukomeje inyigisho zacu.
So we are continuing with our teachings.
Turi mu mwaka wo guhinduka abigishwa ba Yesu.
So this is a year to become disciples of Jesus.
Ndagira ngo tuze gatuje wibaza icyo bivuga.
So be still and think about its meaning.
Wibaze uti kuba umwigishwa wa Yesu bivuze iki?
And ask yourself, what does it mean to be a disciple of Jesus?
Kuki tugomba kuba abigishwa ba Yesu?
And why should we be disciples of Jesus?
Ubushize umukozi w'Imana Kwizera.
Last time the servant of God Kwizera.
Kubera ko yari weekend y'urubyiruko rwacu twatumiye n'umuvugabutumwa uvuga inyigisho irasa cyane ku rubyiruko.
Now because it was a weekend focusing on our youth, we also invited an evangelist who focuses on the youth.
Nubwo ijambo ry'Imana riba ritureba twese.
Even though the word of God concerns all of us.
Ariko icyumweru cyakurikiragaho.
But the previous Sunday,
umukozi w'Imana Lambert,
the servant of God Lambert,
yatwigishije nawe kubigani ya Yesu.
He also taught us about the parables of Jesus.
Yatwigishije umugani w'umubibyi.
And he told us the parable of the sower.
Niba muvyibuka,
if you remember,
uriya mugani waduhamagariraga gucekinga imitima yacu yakira ijambo imeze iti.
That parable was requesting us to check in our hearts to see how our hearts are as we receive.
Yaduhuguriraga kwitondera uburyo twumva.
And he was exhorting us to be careful about the way we listen.
Ijambo ry'Imana ryatwibutsaga ngo tumenye neza ko ibyo twumva biri ngombwa uburyo tubyakira.
And he was showing us that it is very important the way we receive what we hear.
Kuko tuzabazwa ibyo twigishijwe.
Because we will be held accountable based on what we
hear. Tuzabazwa ibyo twakiriye, ibyo twamenye.
And one day we will be held accountable based on what we got to know.
Ibyumweru bibiri byari byarabanje nari nabigishije kubisonga.
So the two previous weeks had taught about stewards.
Imigani y'ibisonga.
About the parable of stewards.
Navuze kubisonga bibiri bitandukanye.
So I talked about two different types of stewards.
Hamwe navuze igisonga kibi.
On one side I talked about a good steward.
Ahandi navuze kibi ariko gifite ubwenge bw'isi.
The bad stewards, but who has intelligence of the world.
And I
also showed a good steward that God is pleased with.
So we are
still talking about the parables of Jesus.
We are
continuing to listen to the parables of
Jesus. Now
for a visitor in
our midst,
I want to remind you the reason why Jesus was speaking through
parables.
Parables was a language
of just
daily
life.
Things concerning rituals of people.
Nkuko wabuze uko abanyarwanda babaho.
The same way you may know how Rwandans
live. Nkuko wabuze ibintu biba mu migenzereze y'abanyarwanda.
The same way you may know what happens in the Rwandan custom of the culture. So now Jesus will take those examples.
Akazikoresha.
And use them.
Kugira ngo avane mu kuri,
so that he can pick the truth out of them.
Abantu nibahera mu mugani,
now so that when people start from a parable,
baze kumva une vérité yabaga ashaka kubabwira,
they will be able to understand the truth that he wanted
them. Nibuka impamvu Yesu yakoreshaga imigani.
So remember the reason why Jesus was using parables.
Nuko ubusanzwe ijambo rye ntibaryakiraga.
It's because usually they were not receptive to his
word. Avuze ijambo gutya nkuko yatwigisha ntabwo ryakirwaga.
When he would speak, people would not receive his word.
None wabwira abigishwa bati abantu bamwe mbabwira abandi mbabwira mu migani kuko batajya babasha kwakira ibyo mvuga.
Then he told his disciples that I speak to some people in parables because they are not able to receive.
Ngomba kumanuka nkaza mu buzima bwabo bw'ibyo bazi nkabikoresha kugira ngo bakunde banyumve.
So I need to come down to their daily lives and use the practical examples so that they'll be able to listen and understand.
Ndagira ngo tukirahumenye iki?
So as you are still here, I want you to understand.
Imana irakuzi.
God knows you.
Imana izi ubuzima bwawe.
God knows your life.
Izi kubaho.
And he knows how you live.
Izi ibyo ukunda.
And he knows what you like.
Izi ibyo wanga.
And what you dislike.
Izi uko mu gihugu cyawe babaho.
And he even knows how you live in your country.
Izi ibintu bizwi mu gihugu cyawe.
So he knows everything happening in your
country. Izi context tubamo.
And he knows the context in which
biroroshye kwikubwirira muri context tubamo.
And it is easy for God to speak to you based on your context.
Biroroshye gufata ibintu wowe uzi.
And it is easy for you to take the things that you know.
Ubuzima wumva.
Of the life that you know.
Ikabikoresha kugira ngo wumve icyo ishaka ko wumva.
And he, so that he used them that you are able to understand what he intends you
to
understand. So that is why therefore.
Ntukabeho gusa.
You should not just live.
Ntukabeho gusa.
You should not just live.
Juba hafi y'ibyo ubamo.
You should be closer to what you are engaged in.
Kuko izo bintu n'iby'Imana ijye inyuramo ngo ikwigishe.
Because God uses the what you go through to teach you.
Hallelujah. Amen. Imana ifata ibyo ubamo.
God takes what you are in, the situation you are in, so the things you are aware of,
kugira ngo ikumvishe ibyo utazi.
And he uses them so that you are able to understand even the things that you do not know.
Yes, ahabwe icyubahiro cyinshi.
May Jesus be glorified.
Hallelujah. Uyu munsi rero,
so today, therefore,
harundi mugani tugiye kumva.
There is another parable that we're going to listen to.
Ndakwinginga.
So I plead with you.
Nitusoma tuvuga parable imigani.
So when we read the parables,
kurura mukuri.
So you need to draw the truth.
Shaka mukuri.
Search for the truth.
Shakamo icyo sigarana.
Search for something to retain.
Mu mugani ni ikimani ishaka kukubwira.
What is God trying to speak to you through the parable?
Nukuhe kuri ishaka kukubwira.
What is the truth that God wants to tell you?
Luka 14.
So we're going to read in Luke chapter 14, starting from verse 7 to 14. We'll read in Kinyarwanda, and then we'll read in English.
Nuko acira abararitswe umugani. Abonye uko bashaka intebe z'icyubahiro arababwira ati, nutorerwa gutaha ubukwe, ntukicare ku ntebe y'icyubahiro. Hatabone kundi watowe ukurusha igitinyiro. Maze uwabatoye mwembi akaza akakubwira ati, imukira uyu nawe ukahava, umarwa n'isoni ujya kwicara inyuma y'abandi bose. Ahubwo nutorwa ugende wicara inyuma y'abandi bose, kugira ngo uwagutoye aze kukwibwirira ati, nshuti yanjye igira imbere, nibwo uzabona icyubahiro imbere yabo mwicaranye musangira. Kuko umuntu wese wishyira hejuru azacishwa bugufi, kandi uwicisha bugufi azashyirwa hejuru. Kandi abwira uwamuraritse ati, nurarika abantu ngo musangire ku manywa cyangwa nijoro, ntukararika inshuti zawe cyangwa bene so cyangwa bene wanyu cyangwa abaturanyi b'abatunzi batazakurarika nawe bakakwitura. Ahubwo nurarika utumire abakene, ibirema, abacumbagira, impumyi, nibwo uzahirwa kuko badafite ibyo bakwitura. Ahubwo uziturwa abakiranuka bazutse. Yesu ashimwe cyane.
Let's read in Luke chapter 14, starting from verse 7. When he noticed how the guests picked the places of honor at the table, he told them this parable. When someone invites you to a wedding feast, do not take the place of honor, for a person more distinguished than you may have been invited. If so, the host invited both of you will come and say to you, give this person your seat. Then, humiliated, you'll have to take the least important place. But when you are invited, take the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he will say to you, friend, move up to a better place. Then you'll be honored in the presence of all the other guests. For all those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. Then Jesus said to his host, when you give luncheon or dinner, do not invite your friends, your brothers or sisters, your relatives or your rich neighbors. If you do, they may invite you back, and so you'll be repaid. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you'll be blessed. Although they cannot repay you, you'll be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous.
Yes, Hashim.
Praise Jesus.
Uyu mugani,
so this parable,
urimo abantu navuga bane.
It has four categories of people.
Urimo uwakoze umunsi mukuru.
So there is the one who organized the feast.
Atumira Yesu.
And who invited Jesus.
Noneho Yesu akerekana nawe ibipande bibiri.
Now Jesus is showing two parts.
Akerekana mu munsi mukuru.
So and he's showing in that feast.
Abatumiwe.
Those who have been invited.
Akerekana n'abatumire n'utumira.
And also the host.
Yes, Hashim.
Praise Jesus.
Abo bantu ko ari ibyiciro bitatu noneho.
Now those three categories of people.
Yesu ariho areba.
That Jesus is looking at.
Nibyo agiye kutwigishirizamo.
And he's going to teach us through this.
Agiye gufata umugenzo uba mu buzima bwacu.
So he's going to take a ritual that happens in our lives.
Ikintu mwese muzi.
Something that you are all aware of.
Nicyo agiye gufata.
He's going to use it.
Noneho akwigisha.
And teach you.
Anyigisha.
And teach me as well.
Yigishije bariye.
So he told these people.
Uyu munsi nitwe yigisha.
So today he's teaching us.
Ijambo ry'Imana ntirisaza.
So the word of God doesn't go old.
Hallelujah. Yes, Hashim.
Praise Jesus.
Yesu baramutumira.
So now Jesus was invited.
Mu kirori.
In a feast or banquet.
Ikirori.
In a feast. He was invited in a party. The same way yesterday you had a wedding here. So Jesus was invited. The same way you may be invited in a birthday party. Or you may be invited in a conference. Or the way you may be invited somewhere else. We're all aware what it means to be invited. And we all know when a feast happens somewhere. Now try to imagine that Jesus is going to take a feast or banquet or a party to give us. So, you know, God watches everything. God can use everything to teach you. It is a matter for your heart to be closer. So the way you live, the way you sleep, the way you wake up, the way you study, the way you think, the way you relate with people, the way you go to work, the way you do it. Jesus knows everything. So, and he's observing.
Hallelujah.
He's observing. So praise be to God. Now Jesus was invited. And he was invited by Pharisees. Now a Pharisee invited him. Now all his relatives were there. So allow me to tell you about the Pharisees. I talked about them before. Our Pharisees. They were people. Who had a class. Or a category of a category of a people. So they knew the laws of Moses and had studied them significantly. And then they were also teachers of those laws, the same laws. And they would boast because they knew them. So they exalted themselves because they knew the laws. And indeed they knew the laws. They knew them. But I want to tell you something about the Pharisees. So they know them in a way. They observe them outwardly.
So
remember that the laws of Moses. They were just written on the tablets. So they would read them. But they did not have the ability to keep them in their hearts. Now in the New Testament, now we have power.
Amategeko,
a law, they moved from tablets. From the time Jesus died and rose again, so the Spirit came among those who accepted Jesus. Now we have power and ability to obey God. We have ability. You know, laws are in our hearts. So for them, they'll try to handle them outwardly and observe them.
Yes, Hashim.
Praise Jesus. So they were also diligent with regard to money. So they will earn money, and money belongs to them. So in all corners, so they thought that they had a right life. And this is what does the characteristics of the Pharisees. So what does it mean today? So even today, you and I, sometimes, we are like Pharisees. And we think that we know God. And we think that what we know is enough. But you should not deceive yourself. Because you will never stop from learning. The day you will stop learning about God, you should know that you backslid. Let me repeat this. The day you'll deceive yourself that you have understood, you should know that you have backslidden. No one knows this. No one knows God to the fullest. No one knows God to the fullest. So now, Pharisees knew this. And they didn't like Jesus. And Jesus was bringing a different approach that they did not agree with. And Jesus would dare to speak to them. And speak to them. And tell them their mistakes. And he will tell them that they do things so that people can see them. But when they don't have that in their heart. Tell your neighbor in your heart. A religion which can be seen outwardly. When it may be clear outwardly. But when we do not have that in our heart. And Jesus has come come because of things in our hearts. So that it can bring forth now the life which is visible. The things in the heart. What you believe in your heart. Is what will bring forth what is seen outside. So now they invited Jesus. So they criticized Jesus, but at the same time they invited him. They didn't accept things concerning Jesus. But I want to tell you. Let's learn this. Even though they did not acknowledge Jesus, he responded to the invitation. I wish that you pick something from
me.
Jesus knew that they didn't accept what he spoke about. It was just a religion which was set up by people. But Jesus would go there. So let's meditate on this. So the day you got saved, today you are saved. How do you look at those who are not yet saved? So today you had the privilege. And today you have received the revelation. Now how do you look at those who have not yet received the same revelation? And Jesus knew that they didn't accept him. And Jesus knew actually that they hated
him.
Actually, they want to always to set a trap to him. They didn't invite him for him to teach them. Even the questions they were asking him, they wanted to set him in a trap. But Jesus would go there. Church of Christ, we need to be aligned. And this should even align us. Never, you should not think that you are better than others. The word of God says, he who thinks that he's standing, he should be careful so that he knows. And who is firm in what he believes, he should help the unbelievers. So give a hand clap to Jesus. So you have no reason before the Most High God to have to look down on people.
Hallelujah.
We have no single reason. We have no single reason before Jesus. You may deceive people, but you have nothing that can make a person who have not yet understood, to look down on that person. That religion is like the one of Pharisees. Because it can happen to me. When I say it can happen to me, I'm also mentioning it. It's not an issue of being saved, or that you recovered your sight a little bit. That others are doomed.
Oh yeah.
No.
Yes, yajagayo.
Jesus would go there. And he knew that the revelation he had was completely different from what they were involved in. And he knew that the revelation he had received from heaven was different from the things they were involved in. And he knew that they had set a trap so that they'll be able to have a reason to accuse him. Because they didn't understand his way of working. But he would look for ways to come and teach them. So we need to know this as children of God.
Hallelujah.
So, and then he went there. Now he went there in a feast. Now he said, let me tell you. In other words, it's like, you are the one who invited me. Let me speak to you. Now he said, therefore, now, when you are invited, you should not go and sit in places of honor. Because the one who invited you, he is the one who knows the level of those who invited you. You should not take the place of honor. So that they do not request you to stand up and then go behind. Yesterday we had a wedding here of Valence and Rebecca. It was a wonderful wedding.
Chan.
Indeed.
Chan.
Indeed, indeed.
Naneho.
And then,
umudamu wa Valence,
so the wife of Valence,
aturuki Rusizi,
she comes from Rusizi.
Hanyuma.
And then,
akagira umupasteri waturutse Rusizi.
There was also a pastor who had come from the same place, who was representing the family.
Ni nawe wahagararaga nyine umukobwa nka pastori.
And he's the one who's also representing the wife as the pastor.
Nubwo nina hahaturutse ndi mu pastori.
Even though there was another pastor.
Noneho igihe umuyobozi wa gahunda hano.
Now when the moderator was here.
Yavuze ati ninde ati yerekanye pastori wa Omega.
So he presented the pastor of Omega.
Arangije aravuga ati na pastori w'itorero Rebeka turuka mu na niba hari.
And he also said, if the pastor of the church that Rebecca comes from is here, so let him stand up. He was seated behind. So immediately as we were seated here, I called him. I said, please come and sit by my side. I had this teaching starting from Wednesday. And this was an illustration to see how it works. So he came and decided to sit behind. And even outwardly, you may not know that he's very close to the
bride.
Actually, even if we would have tried to identify him, it would be difficult. To the point when the moderator said, if he's here, so let him present himself. And I realized he was a very important person who was supposed to come and sit in front because he's the pastor. So did you understand that? So what does it mean? It is a teaching of humility. Humility is not something that you see outside. Humility is not something that we see with our eyes. Humility is the attitude of our heart. Humility is the attitude of our heart. Now, its actions that shows humility be able to be seen. Now, Jesus started from here. And he said, how comes you don't know who the host invited? Have you ever seen people fighting for seats in parties? Have you ever seen that?
Yeah.
Ask me. Now, if you think that now the president will come, no, people will really fight. Even if the president is able to observe, can he see the face of each person present? Now we are able to see the attitude of people. People's attitude are able to be spotted. Everyone remembers that he is prominent. And everyone will start focusing on himself. And then it becomes
curious.
And I know that you know this even in your life. But Jesus is saying, wherever you go, wherever you will go, you should not think that you are something. Now, Paul wrote to the Romans, and he said, you should not look at yourself highly. You should not look at yourself highly. Who do you think you are? Who do you think you are?
Oroha.
So humble yourself.
Oroha.
Humble yourself.
Omukristo.
A Christian
is
not supposed to think highly of himself. A child of God
is
not supposed to think highly of himself. No, those seats or positions. It is an example that he took. But he wanted to teach them humility. Humble yourself. You should not think yourself highly so that you are demoted. The word of God says exalting yourself. When you see a person exalting himself, he's about to be humiliated.
Yes.
If you exalt yourself in your own heart, be careful because God is going to meet you. God is going to demote you. Now, those seats of honor that we talk about in Christ the banquet, the ushers team, do you know something about this? Don't you know something about this?
Brethren,
are all these chairs not the same? Do we have the chairs with a VIP level here. But I'm telling you the truth, it can also happen here. A person may say, I'm not going to sit here.
You know,
such people, they need to be saved today in the name of Jesus. All seats here are alike. We bought them in China, in Guangzhou, all of them. So they came in a container. Together with this tent. So we never thought about having a special chair to show the category of people, no. Unless those who need special chairs for reasons beyond
Baba
their control. Maybe because of
their
back problem. But I want to tell you, when you go somewhere, and you realize that there's a way to have made us their own setup.
Zip
it. So please zip it. So please be silent. Because for the sake of honoring your brethren. Actually, your brethren are those who are
those.
But I'm talking about wherever you
go.
So when you go somewhere, you know how they have organize their things. Because every area has its own setting. And this is what Jesus was talking about. He was saying, be careful that you give yourself an honor beyond the one I have given you. And then one day you realize that the value you have given to yourself is not actually the one you have. And he gave an example of how people sit. Brethren. Now try to imagine when you go to the hospital. And then you tell the people you have found there,
so
I'm the
what?
Pastor of Omega, so what?
So, ufite akagari bakuzi.
Maybe there's a particular cell where they know you. There's a particular cell where they know you.
Yes,
when Jesus was sending his disciples, he says, don't go beyond
Israel.
Because you don't have authority beyond Israel. So there's a place where you are known as a pastor. But it is confined to that area. There's a place you are known as the head of village. But you cannot go everywhere and say, I'm a leader of the village. Because there's another leader of that particular village. Is there someone who's listening to me? So Jesus speaks a lesson for us here of humility.
Said,
be careful, there are things, the way things are organized and the way they are handled. So you need a tender heart. Actually, he was speaking to the Pharisees and he corrected them using that example.
Yes,
praise Jesus. You know, respecting order that you have found somewhere, it is Christianity. Respecting the order you have found somewhere, wherever you will go, and wherever you're going to be given a job, and wherever you go to school, wherever they're going to receive you. And Jesus will tell his disciples, when you go somewhere and they open their doors, oh, pray peace upon them. Because it was not an obligation to have them. But if they do receive you or welcome you, honor them. Maybe you realize that they are poor and you are rich, for example. It's okay, say, I'm going to receive them the way they are.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Brethren, you cannot enter somewhere. You know, humbling yourself is because when you go somewhere, you should not tell people that you deceived them in yourself. This is supposed to be here. This was supposed to be there. That is boasting. So I'm talking about the things that you're able to understand. But in your home, among your relatives, where you live, or honor others.
Yes,
respect others. You know, Jesus was talking about important things here. You should not think that you know everything. Be careful. Respect what others know. Because definitely there are things that they know. There are things that are able to do. So the way you find them,
nukubasanze.
That's how you have found them.
Banzu byubahe.
So you need to respect and
yes,
honor
ashimwe cyane.
Praise Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Iyo usanze umuntu.
When you meet with a person,
mbere yo kumubwira Yesu.
Before speaking, telling that person Jesus,
buryo ziko rimwe na rimwe hari ubwira Yesu hari ibyo wabanje.
You know, sometimes you need to talk about certain things before speaking about
Jesus.
You go to someone's house. You are a servant of God. And you don't know how they wake
oh,
up
hallelujah,
and how they sleep.
Hallelujah,
and then they start saying, hallelujah, what a great morning. And they will talk about the freshness
oh, hallelujah,
in their house. And they say, praise be to God. Good morning, people in this house. So come so that we can pray. Wake up quickly. So that you can call upon God in heaven. So that he can do good to you. Really? Now that God, let me tell you, even though you may be having
God,
so be careful. You need to show them respect and accept them the way they
yes,
are. Jesus was showing how we are supposed to live in good manners. For example, a person who is trying to show that he's a servant of God. And then you say, if you do not pray, they will not accept who I am. Brethren. If there are people who have not yet received Jesus, if they have not yet opened their hearts to Jesus, you need first of all to welcome them the way they are. Accept them the way they are. And then the Holy Spirit will open a door. And then they will say, actually, we are a servant of God. But you should not step on people. And you should not oppress people because of who you are. And should not oppress people because of your position. Actually, Jesus was saying, you may think that this is your position in before God when actually
yes,
it's not the case. So praise Jesus. Beloved, he who exalts himself will be humbled. And whoever exalts himself will be humbled. So the Pharisees, Jesus will look at them and what they were doing outwardly. But you should not be scared by that. His teaching would go back to the heart. In other words, he wanted to tell them that Christianity starts from the heart. It does not look at the observations of things. And Matthew chapter 23, 5-7. I took a few verses, but you can read the entire passage. Everything they do is done for people to see. They make their pilot
trees bazagura bakongera inshunda z'imyenda yabo.
Wide and the tassels of their garments long.
Kandi bakunda imyanya y'abakuru mu birori n'intebe z'icyubahiro mu masinagogi.
They love the place of honor at the banquets and the most important seats in the synagogues.
Ubufarisayo,
being a Pharisee, it makes us hypocrite. So everything is done just to show people. And this is where Jesus was leading them. So in our Christianity, as we learn about love, we should be careful so that we do not do things outwardly. So check your heart. Examine your
heart.
And we need to examine the motives of our heart. So whatever you say, whatever you do,
verify urashakichi.
Check, what are you looking for? What is your motive? What is your motive? So So now these Pharisees would pray long prayers. And they also wanted to greet people in the marketplaces. So they wanted to do things in order to be seen by people. But a child of God who have received a revelation of agape love. So whatever you're about to do in the name of Jesus, you should ask yourself, what is the motive? What is the motive? What is the motive?
No, vuga ngo ndashakiki.
So when you say this is what I'm looking for,
uzasanga bigabanije ibintu byinshi wajya kurondora.
Actually, it reduces the number of things that you then enumerate. Kuko
tubikorera ngo abantu batwemere.
Because we do so many things to be accepted by others. And we do it out of hypocrisy. We do things outwardly when it's not a case in our hearts.
Ibyo bintu Yesu yabyitaga ubufarisayo yarajeje kubikosora.
And Jesus called that hypocrisy and had come to correct that. So a Christian, and even when you pray, isn't it a prayer? Ask yourself, what is the motive of this prayer? Is praying
not spiritual?
If, for example, you organize 15 days prayer, you need to ask permission from God. And then agree with God whether you are really supposed to pray. So that you may not be doing things just to impress God. To impress God. And then kill yourself. Praise Jesus. So, Pharisees were working to be seen by people. So, so let us not do things to be seen. So, whatever you do, look for God praise. And ask yourself whether God is looking at us. And it is important that you are pleased by God. Because the word of God says, when people are praised by people, when people start cheering
on
you have already received the full payment. So let us be careful. We should not serve God just so that people can see what we are doing. Because you have already received the reward. And you should not expect anything
from
God. And then among those who will be rewarded by God, that one has already received his reward. Do you know the man called Herod?
Umwami Herod.
The King Herod. There's a time he says, he made a speech. And then those who were listening to him, they said, this is not a person, but he is God. And he accepted that in his heart. So they called him and he accepted
it.
And then he died on the spot and he started rotting. So when you want to die in the spirit, you start accepting what people are telling to you as they're trying to cheer you. So be careful when people are cheering you. There's somewhere where Jesus said in the Gospel of John, he said, how would you be able to believe in me if you are striving to be praised by people? And somewhere else he said, what God appreciates here on the earth, it is an abomination in the sight of God. So if people start praising you, and you realize that the people are praising you, so in whatever you do, because we do different things, and then you are pleased about that, and you really feel good because of that, you should say, this is wrong.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Check
your heart. Check your heart. So that our reward will not be just limited on people. Because people do not look like God. Unless it's the Spirit of God who discerns that. But people may tell us good things when actually we are not in the right position with God.
Hallelujah.
Praise Jesus indeed. So the last thing.
Gutang.
Giving.
Yes, arahindukira.
Now Jesus turned.
Abwira wa muntu.
And he told that person.
Aturamenye rero.
He said, "Be careful."
Namu gutumira.
It isn't even when you invite.
Gabanye mibari.
You should not look at your self-interest.
Uratumira uzakwishyura.
You are inviting the one who will pay you back.
Uratumira bazongera bakagutumira nawe.
You are inviting those who will invite you back.
Bivuga iki bene data?
So what does that mean?
Urajya muri anniversary y'uzaza mu yawe.
You go to a birthday party of the one you.
Uza gutwerera kuko hafa ufite nawe ikirori.
You give a contribution to someone who will give you a contribution back because you're also organizing a feast. You visit the one who visits you. Actually, we say this when we're talking about stewards. Our hearts should really examine the motive behind. So that we can receive the reward from God. Actually, invite those who will not be able to do something good to you back. So I'm going to explain this. Do you know the reason why people will not be able to pay you back? When you do good to those who are not able to pay you back, they don't say, actually, I deserve this. They don't go back saying, they didn't do something special because I deserve this. God is looking for someone who will humble himself and say, oh Lord, you did good to me. God is looking for someone to do good to who will say, unless you're the one who did it, I was supposed to die. And that person will be able to know every single person that God has used to come to their rescue. Now, the rich person, here we are not talking about the one who is rich in terms of money. So it is the one who thinks he is not lacking anything. He may say, you are doing this because I need to do it. So, brethren, you need to change from today
on.
If you want to be pleased by God, you need to do good to those who need not be able to pay back to you. So look at the way you relate with people. And those you do good to. And those who invite you and are able to respond. Are you really motivated by God? Are you motivated by the love of God? Or there are other strings attached. The Church of Christ. So the things we do with strings attached, we need to get rid of that. So in one church, you realize that those who are in the same social status are the one who relate together. It's not bad because we can also evangelize based on people who have to do the same profession. It's not bad. Actually, it's one of the means that we can use to reach out to people. But that's not
only.
So will you only know students just because you are a student? Will you know only farmers just because it is due when the rain season? When you're all in a party happy, do good to those who will not be able to pay you back. Brethren, do good to all those who will not be able to pay back.
Ninde muntu nashatse kunyishura vrema Yesu yarabivuze ninde muntu nashatse no kunyishura iki kintu ntiyakibona.
You can also do it intentionally and say, who can I do something good that they will not be able to pay me back? Let me align this. There is also another person they can do good to when that person has the ability to pay you back. But in your heart, you should not do it with strings attached. You should not do things with strings attached. Beloved, you should not do things out of selfishness. You pray so that people can see you. You come to a gathering so that they can see you. You give so that they are able to know you. When you visit people, you shout so that everybody is aware. This is what Jesus was trying to teach you and I. So there should be no hypocrisy in our love. Let's love one another without hypocrisy. Without strings attached. And this is where the church becomes a church. No, visitors are able to visit. Do good to those based on your means. Respond to what they have invited to for the sake of Christ. But when you do it so that they can see you.
Secondly,
if you do it thinking that you are the one who knows it better than others, you have no reward. And my my desire is that all of us will receive a reward. So let's change our stewardship. Come to God, to the church, because you are looking for God. Pray because you are looking for God. And then after prayer, take care of your beloved ones. Do good people because you love God. And then you'll have your reward in heaven. But you should not wait to do good to those who will accept or who will be grateful. Now, if you serve God and expecting people to know that you have done it, you'll do it in vain. So wherever you serve God, you should not do it because you're expecting for people to look at you. Do it not expecting for people to look at you. Do it because you have received the revelation of Jesus. And do it because you want to save in heaven. Because you are a child of God. And actually would have opened your heart. And you realize God will visit you to show you where there are problems to fix. God will visit you and show you where there are problems to fix. And he'll show you, for example, a person who doesn't have bus fee every Sunday. And then you start thinking about such things. And he'll show you a person who is breastfeeding, and you rejoice because you have given to that person something to eat. God will make you a partner in small and many things. But you should not serve God with strings attached. And this is what Jesus was saying. Do good to everyone. And do good to those who will not be able to retaliate. Do good to such people.
Benedat.
Brethren. It is a big problem today. Actually, I thought about this before. Brethren, when you are about to help someone who is in need, you should not make it public. Brethren, you should not make publicity out of that. You are privileged because you don't know the media or journalists. I'm not accusing journalists. So what do I mean? They are looking for news. Because that is their job. Now, the only one time you have given to someone who is poor, they will say, let's come and take pictures. And then they say, don't you look at all the things you have done in that area, for example? Where are they? And we need really to advertise and so that people can know. Because he's doing his job. So now be careful about your own job as well. Brethren. I want to be honest with you.
Yes,
Jesus was talking about something very important here. We should know those we do good to. So read this passage. The last scripture. Matthew chapter 6 from verse 1 to 2.
Mwirinde ntimugakorere ibyiza byanyu imbere y'abantu kugira ngo babarebe.
Be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of others to be seen by them.
Kuko nimugira mutyo ari ntangororano muzagororerwa na so uwo mwijuru.
If you do, you will not have no reward from your Father in heaven.
Yes, ashimwe.
Praise Jesus.
Ahubwo nugira ubuntu ntukavuze ihembe imbere yawe. Kuko indyarya zigira nkuko indyarya zigira mu masinagogi no mu nzira ngo bashimwe n'abantu.
So when you give to the needy, do not announce with trumpets as the hypocrites do in synagogues and on the streets to be honored by others.
Icyo mvuze aha ni ijambo ry'Imana.
So this is the word of God.
Reka nkubwire ushobora kubikora n'umutima utaryarye.
You may do it without hypocrisy in your heart.
Rwose.
Indeed.
Ariko buriya Yesu ajya kuvuga biriya.
But when Jesus said this,
yarazi yuko ubikoze.
He knew that when you do it,
nta mbuto bigira.
It doesn't bear fruits.
Yes, ashimwe.
Praise Jesus.
Ikintu cyose ukoze.
So whatever you do, you do it on the right side. You should not announce it on the left side. So I'm talking about the good thing. Be careful. Unless you don't say it intentionally. But our hearts. We should not announce the good things that we have done. Because we miss out on our rewards.
Paulo yaravuze ngo.
Now Paul said.
Ngo ibintu byose mbikora.
That I do everything.
Ncungana na conscience yanjye.
Being careful about my conscience.
Ngo kugira ngo mboneke imbere y'abantu n'imbere y'Imana ko biyobotse bitunganye.
So that it is right before God and before people.
Nshuti z'Imana.
So friends of God.
Birashoboka ko ushobora kuvuga uti bariho baravuga gutanga singira nicyo ntanga.
You may say that talking about giving and I don't have something
iyo
to give.
Iyo nyigishira reba bakire.
And you may say this teaching concerns those who
ariko
are rich.
Nkubwire.
But I want to tell you.
Ijambo ry'Imana kugira ngo ugiye n'ikigero utazayicumuraho.
Keep the word of God in your heart so that when the time comes you not sin. Even though you have nothing.
Inyigisho yakire.
Receive this teaching.
Guca bugufi.
Humility.
Guca bugufi.
Humility.
Itonde.
Be careful.
Utireba mu rwego rurenze urw'Imana. Imana ikubonamo.
You should not look at yourself highly than God is looking at.
Imana irakuzi.
God knows you.
Reke kubwira uri we.
And let allow God to tell you who you are.
Ibyo bizajya bituma hujya hose.
And so that wherever you go,
ahujya hose.
Wherever you go,
ahujya hose.
Wherever you go,
emera ibintu uko wabisanze.
Accept things as you have found them.
None Imana nishaka kuhindura.
Now, if God wants you to change,
izabigukoresha mu kinyabupfura no mu buryo bw'ubwenge kandi ugira umumaro ndetse umumaro cyane kandi Imana ihabwa icyubahiro.
God will show you the way to do it with wisdom so that it is more effective. So please arise so that you can pray. I want to pray for everyone who identifies himself with this. And if you realize that you are lacking humility in certain things, if you are exalting yourself, because sometimes it happens to us. And we think that we deserve more honor compared to who we are.
Consideration irenze uko turi.
And sometimes you think we needed to be considered more than
the way we are handled.
But allow God to make a way for you.
Mureke Imana iducire inzira.
Allow God to make a way for you.
Mureke Imana iduhe icyubahiro gituruka kuri yo.
Let's allow God to give us honor that comes from him.
Kandi igihe cyo gutanga.
And when it is time to give,
reba ibyo Imana yaguhaye.
Look at what God has given to you.
Korera Imana.
Serve God.
Korera Imana.
Serve God.
Korera Imana.
Serve God.
Ntugire uwo ukorera.
Instead of serving people, don't look at people. People may praise you. People may criticize you. People may accept or receive what you have done. Or may refuse to do so. But serve God. In everything, serve God. So put your hand on your heart so that you can pray.
Ndakwereka umuntu wese wumvise ubufarisayo niki guca bugufi niki gutanga dutange dute mwami Imana ishobora byose dukiza umwuka w'abafarisayo dukiza uyu mwuka mwami natwe turi abantu ntitwigira beza mwami gukora ibintu hanze bikagaragara nk'ibitunganye ariko mu kuri kw'imbere mu mutima tubizi neza ko bidatunganye mundi bayi mutima tubizi neza ko ibyo turi byo hanze bihabanye n'igihari mu mutima duhe kugaruka mu mutima turebe mwami duhitemo gushimwa nawe kabone nubwo hanze abantu batabishima urukundo rwawe rwatweretse ko Yesu yajyaga akora ibintu binyuranije nabo ku gihe cye ariko byari byawe mwami Imana ishobora byose dufashe kuba hafi imitima yacu dushaka ishimwe rituruka kuri wowe duhe mwami guca bugufi kugira ngo wowe uzadushyire hejuru niko ijambo ryawe rivuga ngo urwanya bibone urwanya ubwibone uresist umwibone ariko mwami uca bugufi ngo umuhere ubuntu duhe umunsi mwami guhindura tworohe mu mitima yacu kugira ngo tubone ibisubizo bituruka iwawe tubone ineza yawe kubera kurwanya bibone tukize ubwibone bw'uburyo bwose dukize mwami ahantu hose mwami turebe ugasanga turi orgueilleux mwami turishyira hejuru turifata uko tudakwiriye uko niko umukozi wawe yatubwiye shoboza umuntu wese umwuka wera avuga ati mpa guca bugufi Imana mpa kubaha mpa koroha mu izina rya Yesu mwami ndakwereka umuntu wese ugira ubuntu hari abantu wahaye kugira ubuntu hari n'abandi mwami atari uko babugira ko basobanukiwe ko mwami kubana na bagenzi bacu nukuba igisubizo ku bukene bwabo ku byifuzo bimwe bafite mwami dushoboze igihe cyose dukoze mu mufuka igihe cyose dukoze mu byacu igihe cyose tugiye kugabana impano zacu n'abandi tuzirikane uwo turiho dukorera kugira ngo ingororano zizatugereho ari nyinshi dukize mwami dukiza aho twacurikaga ibintu dukiza aho twishutse dukiza aho twibwiye kutatureba utareba les intentions zo mu mutima dukiza ahantu tutigeze dutekereza ko wowe ubureba gahunda iri mu mutima ikigenderwa cya buri wese mu mutima mwami imana udukize kandi niba turwaye mwami uhatugororere uhagorore uhohagire uheze kugira ngo mwami ibikorwa byacu biturutse mu mutima bigaragara imbere yawe ko bitunganye ushimwe uhabwa icyubahiro mwami imana ishobora byose uwo nguwo wese uriho ugutabaza akagubwira ati jyewe ucyampa ngo tunahure mwami yesu kristo akagukingurira umutima ndakuzi ntabwo protokole yose ari ikuzana gusa ndakuzi iyo uhagaze ku rugi ugakomanga mwami uwo ukomangira akagukingurira umutima n'ubu akwemerera ati ngwino urinjira mukabana mugasangira kandi akabona imbuto ziturutse mu kukwakira icyubahiro n'ikuzo bikomeze bibi byawe mu izina rya Yesu uvuga ngo amen icyumweru kiza kuri twese.
I wish you a nice week to all of you.
Beo mukuri Mindura mana.